From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. This weekend marks the 30th anniversary of the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival in Colorado Springs. It's the longest continuous-running women's film festival in North America, and it opens Friday night. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell sat down to talk with Executive Director Linda Broker and Board President Hillary Heinton.
When Jerry Martin and Donna Guthrie created the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival back in 1987, what was it that they were responding to, and what were they setting out to accomplish with this festival? Linda?
I hesitate to speak for them, but I do think that they were motivated to bring films to Colorado Springs that reflected the voices of women and that exposed the community to, you know, different ways of thinking and being.
The festival highlights dozens of films each year that are created by women or in some sense reflect the experience of women. Can you talk a little bit about the criteria for what types of films can be included as women's films, quote unquote?
Well, we primarily show documentaries. And in order for a film to be considered, a woman just has to have played a primary role, director, producer, editor. And if that's the case, then the subject matter of the film can be about anything. If the film is made by a man, then the content of the film needs to reflect our mission statement, which is to celebrate the drive, spirit, and diversity of women.
And why do you think that mission is important?
I think it's important to capture different perspectives and to make sure that all voices are heard. And if we look at just the general reflection of women in film, it's quite limited. And we provide this platform to celebrate that drive, spirit, and diversity.
Obviously, right now, the topic of women in film is on a lot of people's minds with the revelations about Harvey Weinstein and many others in the film industry. How does that affect your sense of this year's film festival and of the continued importance of this film festival?
Well, I think it certainly validates the ongoing importance of women being heard. I think our programming is a little bit different in that we do show primarily documentaries. And I don't know whether you throw documentaries sort of on the sidelines of the Hollywood scene. That being said, I am sure that there are issues that cross over from Hollywood and that culture into the documentary realm as well.
Yeah, I think the films that we show in this platform that we've created provides an insight into what women are doing and what they can do in terms of film. And then what we do with filmmakers, which is a whole nother program, is that we provide a community and camaraderie and support that from what I've heard from the filmmakers, they don't get anywhere else.
The 30th anniversary, it's an opportunity to kind of look back, but also to look forward. If you were to look out at the 60th anniversary of the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival, what do you hope will be different at that time? What do you hope might have changed in the industry by then? Do you hope that this film festival will still be going?
I think at the big picture, any organization, right, wants to solve its problems. So if our problem is elevating women's voices through film, then we want the industry to do that on its own. So the film festival would essentially be irrelevant. When I think about our community and myself and Colorado Springs and people who enjoy film, I hope that it draws people from not only our region, but also neighboring states and the entire United States. So it really becomes a premier event within Colorado Springs. And people learn just like how incredible it is.
I agree. I would like to think that in another 30 years, we're no longer fighting the battle of equity and parity. But I still think even if that has been achieved on a global scale, which would really be fairly unbelievable, I don't think we're going to be able to take credit for that. I will say there's still a place for this festival focusing only on films by and about women because that perspective, that female lens on the world will always be unique, different than the other.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell speaking with Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival Executive Director Linda Broker and Board President Hillary Heinten. Films will be showing this weekend at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and venues across the Colorado College campus. More info at krcc.org. Full disclosure, the festival is an underwriter of 91.5 KRCC, and Colorado College is the station's licensee. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.